President Lusky, understand that you have agreed to meet with the governor and the comptroller. Is that correct?
Oh, certainly, yes.
Did this request that was made yesterday surprise you in any way?
Yes. I wasn't expecting to meet with the governor and the comptroller, but I'm happy to do so if it's necessary.
Comptroller Francho said, I believe publicly, that he believes that you handled this regarding the baseball and soccer teams in a, quote, arrogant and possibly that you heavy in a heavy-handed manner. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think the reporting, a lot of the reporting of the actual way it happened has not been totally accurate. What I was attempting to do in this communicating with the students is to make sure it was done by me. And so I wanted to be certain, no matter what, that the students heard this decision from me first, not from the press or somebody else or email from me. And so my attempt here was to be as caring of the students as I possibly could be under these really tough circumstances.
I guess the question came up, and perhaps you would like to address it now, as to why you used campus security and didn't answer any questions after you made the announcement to the team.
Well, on the issue of campus security, it's very regular practice when you're making a controversial announcement, or you have a guest speaker on campus, or you have I go someplace to do something for a large speech, to have a police officer with you. A police officer picked me up and drove me there and was in the room with me when I made the announcement. I understand that there were a few others around the building, 4 to 5 others, but I did not see them, and they were certainly not with me in the room when I made the announcement. I think it is in the best interest of everyone involved to make sure you have some ability to control any kind of situation that has the potential to be emotional for people, to have some security around. Goodness knows, I think that in this day and age, we know that is not a foolish thing, irresponsible thing to do. But the reports that there were 24 of them around in the room with me are completely inaccurate. There was one police officer with me in the room. That is typical procedure.
Mm-hmm. And would have been my question if this is standard operating procedure when you do this sort of thing.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
How would you respond to the criticism that this was actually a budgetary matter and not necessarily related to Title IX?
Well, that's completely inaccurate. There are three issues that the university has been grappling with for a number of years, not just this year. This isn't brand new. This discussion started several years ago when the university knew it was headed in this direction. We have absolute documentation in the report that we have made public that we have our long-term projections for financial stability in athletics show that we are not going to have enough money to support 20 teams. And so we have to do something that will enable us to do what we need to do within budget. So we need to have long-term fiscal stability in athletics. Given the fact that no state money goes into athletics, it comes from student fees, it comes from donors, and it comes from revenue that you generate, and that's how you have to operate in the state of Maryland. I have no problems with that, but it does present problems for maintaining a large number of teams at the Division I level. So that was what was facing us. Will we be able 2 years from now to afford the teams we have now? The answer is no, and the documentation is really clear on that. We do have a Title IX problem. There is a federal law that states clearly that you must be supporting your female athletes by the same percentage that you have females enrolled at the university. We now have 62% females at the university, and the university has only been supporting them at a 52% level. And so it is absolutely essential to me that female athletes have the services and the scholarships and the facilities that they're entitled to by federal law. Mm-hmm. And so this got at that as well. And the documentation, again, that is public knowledge shows that very, very clearly. And then the third piece, Steve, is that we wanted to make the decision such that we would still have some major ability to be competitive in Division One. It is possible to slash all of the programs to a place where none of them can be competitive and meet Title IX and the financial projections, but we didn't feel that was the right thing to do for the institution or for the students. So all of this whole decision-making process over the last 6 months has been to look at how these three things are interconnected in a way that will bring us at least a decade of financial stability, Title IX compliance, and the ability to compete. So that's what it all was about. Title IX was a very serious piece of this decision. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, if there had not been a Title IX, if it wasn't federal law, when you look at how you are supporting female athletes, are you supporting them at the same rate that they are present at the university? It would be important to make adjustments anyhow, whether dictated by federal law or not.
President Lusky, is there any possible chance you might reconsider the decision on either baseball or soccer or both?
No. We have taken 6 months of intensive investigation of every other option that would allow us to address these three issues and not have to do this. If any other option had turned up that would get us there, I would have accepted it in a heartbeat. But the data does not support any other possibilities of dealing with those three issues that have come together in a kind of perfect storm for us. The analysis has been complex. We had a task force look at it. The task force confirmed that this needed to be done, but I wanted to take more time with it even so. And so I did not accept their recommendation immediately and announce it at that time because I wanted to look at it further. I wanted to myself check every option. I wanted to have some outside experts, in addition to the ones we'd already used, look at it again. There were a couple of more options that turned up around the holidays and right after the beginning of the semester. I wanted to make sure we looked at those, make absolutely certain they weren't possible. We even had an option suggested to us in the last couple of weeks, and we took the time to look at that one, but the data did not show that it solved those three problems. And so there is no reason we would be able to change the decision. We have to solve those problems, and we have.
Well, President Lusky, I appreciate your talking with us.
I appreciate you calling. I appreciate the opportunity to get the facts straight, and I appreciate also the fact that our athletes are going through a very difficult time.